Embattled internet song and movie swappers were given new hope last Thursday by a Dutch court ruling protecting the legality of popular file trading software. In a surprise decision, an appeals court in the Netherlands overturned a lower court ruling that had held file trading company Kazaa BV liable for copyright infringement, saying Kazaa is not responsible for the illegal actions of people using its software. The decision, which can still be appealed to a higher court, was the first anywhere to protect a file-swapping company against copyright liability. Lawyers and file-swapping aficionados in the United States are now scrutinizing the decision to see what effect it could have in the US courts or in providing a safe overseas haven for the distribution of software that might ultimately be deemed illegal in the United States. Analysts say one more swapping-friendly nation may not make much of a difference in a world where remote countries without strict copyright enforcement are tied into international networks. But the ruling does put pressure on the copyright industry's increasingly international battle to keep control of their songs, movies, and software. And still with file swapping, U.S. District Court Judge Marilyn Hall Patel on Tuesday gave Napster nearly 10 months to prove its claim that the major record companies have misused copyrights and impeded competition. Patel gave Napster access to more of the label's documents and executives than the record companies had proposed, and much more time to prepare its case. The label sought to wrap up the inquiry within a few months, but Patel's schedule lets Napster gather evidence until January of 2003. The labels contend that Napster's free song sharing services violated their copyrights, and Patel issued a pair of pre-trial orders last year that effectively shut it down. But if the labels misused their copyrights, Patel said in a February 22 order, they couldn't seek damages for copyright infringement until after the misuse ended. Patel isn't expected to decide the issue until next spring in the US, but if she sides with Napster, the ruling could spill over onto the label's other copyright infringement lawsuits. Four other online file swapping services are being sued by the labels, music publishers, and movie studios, and all have accused the record companies of copyright misuse. Among other things, Napster's lawyers will be able to examine several hundred thousand pages of documents the labels have turned over to the Justice Department's Antitrust Division. Federal investigators are examining whether the labels violated antitrust law through their online music ventures. MusicNet, which is co-owned by Real Networks Incorporated and the parent companies of Warner Music Group, BMG and EMI, and PressPlay, a joint venture of Universal Music Group and Sony Music. Russell Frackman, an attorney for the labels, said his clients were ready and eager to provide evidence because it will rebut Napster's allegations. Patel has heard only one side of the story thus far, Frackman said, and the material submitted to the Justice Department will provide the other side. A Napster spokesman said the ruling gives the company a reasonable amount of time to consider the evidence. People using internet search engines are less interested in sex sites and more interested in business, travel, and jobs than they were 5 years ago, according to a study by a Penn State University researcher. In May 1997, 16.8% of searches on the Excite search engine were for sex-related or pornographic websites, but by May 2001, that percentage had dropped almost in half to 8.5%, according to an article in the March edition of IEEE Computer, a journal of the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. During the same period, searches related to commerce, travel, employment, and the economy rose from 13.8% in 1997 to 24.7% in 2001. Warner Music Japan, a division of AOL Time Warner's record company Warner Music Group, plans to add copyright protection to one CD title possibly later this year as part of the label's ongoing trials to limit digital distribution of its songs. The CD, which has yet to be named, will join two titles in Warner Music's European division that will be shipped with copy protection embedded in the disc. This type of technology prevents CDs from being ripped onto a consumer's hard drive, which could allow songs to be traded through file-swapping networks such as Morpheus, Kazaa, and LimeWire. The title will be clearly labelled to indicate that the disc is copy-protected, said Will Tanis, a Warner Music spokesman. Warner has no plans to release copy-protected titles in the United States, Tanis said. Seven companies, including Pioneer and Sharp, agreed this week to build a system that would bring MP4 to cable set-top boxes. Using the newly introduced compression format, which supporters say involves a fourfold improvement on the industry's current standard, the companies are developing an enhanced set-top box that combines the movie playback features of a DVD player and the interactivity of the web. Number 3 cable provider Comcast Cable agreed to collaborate on the technical specifications and will be the first to introduce the systems in a test form when they're released next year. The cable industry has long sought to offer high-quality video on demand and interactive entertainment services, but the slow adoption of broadband, as well as the expense and quality of content delivery, have hampered the efforts. By collaborating, the companies hope to overcome the technical hurdles that have undercut past efforts to build similar devices. For example, AT&T Broadband has stopped development of an enhanced set-top box because of technical barriers of the project and exhaustive costs. A federal judge this week ordered the FBI to expand its search for records of Carnivore, also known as DCS 1000 technology, that is installed at internet service providers to monitor email from criminal suspects. The court denied a motion for summary judgment and ordered the FBI to produce within 60 days a further search of its records pertaining to Carnivore, as well as a device called EtherPeak, which manages network traffic. The FBI has defended Carnivore by assuring the public that it only captures email and other online information authorized for seizure in a court order. But the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, has voiced concerns over potential abuse. EPIC sued the FBI, the investigative arm of the Justice Department, in July 2000 under the Freedom of Information Act, so it could examine Carnivore-related documents. EPIC has raised a positive indication that the FBI may have overlooked documents in other FBI divisions, most notably the offices of the General Counsel and Congressional and Public Affairs, U.S. District Judge James Robertson wrote in his order. Walter Hewlett and his family sued Hewlett-Packard on Thursday, charging the company used its corporate clout to strong-arm a key financial institution at the last minute into changing its vote in favor of the Compaq merger. Hewlett's suit seeks to either invalidate all votes backing the technology industry's largest ever merger, which would defeat the deal, or to hold a new vote that would likely delay the proposed combination. The importance of determining the true outcome of this contest is beyond question, the Hewlett Family Trust says in its suit. The suit in the Delaware Chancery Court claims that HP delayed its shareholder meeting on March the 19th by half an hour to win last-minute votes from Deutsche Trust Asset Management, a unit of Deutsche Bank. The web portal Yahoo has revised its privacy policy to more clearly describe how personal data will be treated in certain circumstances, company executives have said. The new policy states that Yahoo will share information to investigate circumstances involving illegal activity, such as fraud, violations of its terms of service, and the use of its service for potential threats. Yahoo will transfer users' information if it is acquired by another company and abide by the acquiring company's privacy policy. The changes were sparked by economics and the ongoing trend among companies to comply with investigative bodies following the September 11 terrorist attacks. Yahoo's privacy policy was previously separated into three categories for children, financial information, and its overall terms of use on its site. Srinya Srinivasan, Vice President and Editor-in-Chief at Yahoo, said the changes were made mainly to consolidate the three policies into one and to elaborate certain circumstances where personal data would be used. Teenagers who watch more than an hour of television a day are more likely to become violent than the rare adolescent who watches less, researchers reported on Thursday. One of the most definitive studies yet to link watching television with violent behavior finds both men and women are affected by violent programs on television, but teenage boys are especially at risk. An average hour of television portrays 3 to 5 acts of violence, the American Psychological Association says. The research team tracked 707 children, most of them white and Catholic, who took part in a study in upstate New York. The children aged between 1 and 10 when the 17-year study started were interviewed several times. The researchers also checked state and federal arrest records. The link between watching television and behaving violently was clear even after the researchers accounted for other factors, such as childhood neglect, low family income, or a psychiatric disorder during adolescence. Internet sites appear to be collecting less personal information from consumers and doing a slightly better job explaining how websites use such sensitive data, according to a survey by an opponent of new privacy laws. The Progress and Freedom Foundation, a Washington think tank, said on Wednesday that its survey of 300 randomly selected sites and 85 more of the Internet's most popular sites showed about 8 in 10 of the most popular collected personal information from consumers other than email addresses. A similar study in 2000 showed a higher number. Firms are responding to consumer concerns, the foundation said, adding that in the wake of economic problems that struck the technology industry, firms may also have overestimated the economic value of collecting personal information. Among the 300 random websites, the survey said about three-quarters collected personal information from consumers, down from 2000. The survey comes amid an apparent slackening of interest in Washington over new federal internet privacy laws. The chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, Timothy Meares, announced last year that the agency would step up enforcement of existing privacy laws, and privacy has not been a key issue in congressional debates. The study also said that nearly all of the most popular sites published privacy policies explaining how companies use personal information they collect from consumers, and about three-quarters of the websites that collect personal information published such policies. The earlier study said 64% of those randomly selected sites did in 2000. Still, experts have questioned the effectiveness of publishing such explanations. Other studies have found that people spend very little time looking at them. And finally, Chicago-based telecoms equipment maker Motorola has announced plans to put face recognition technology into Java-enabled mobile phones in partnership with Visionix Corp. Motorola said the application was being developed specifically for law enforcement agencies. The announcement, made at the Java One Developer Conference in San Francisco, said the application would use Visionix Facet Argus as the delivery platform for facial recognition capabilities. Motorola would also install Wirehound's Bird Dog software on its i95CL phone, a J2ME technology-enabled mobile phone with a colour display. The Facet Argus system would automatically find faces in a field of view and search them against a mugshot database. Upon finding a match, the Bird Dog component generates a wireless alert to the phones used by mobile law enforcement officials, who are then able to verify the identity of the subject, the company said. Motorola said the cell phones would store multiple images. When a new image arrives, the phone would sound an alert. Non-matched images would be automatically discarded from the system. And that's News Briefs for another week.